My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we are into the third Sunday of Lent. Throughout history, God calls his people to repentance, renewal, to return to him. In the first reading, God calls Moses from the burning bush to forget the past and return to his enslaved people. He challenges Moses to take up the task of setting his people free. Moses is not sure he is up to the task, and so he questions God, "How can I lead your people? Will the Egyptians listen and accept Moses' demand?" God is always calling his people to leadership roles, to go in his name with his power. What is our response? Who will set God's people free? Something like this, the same question I asked to my order superior when I was asked to go to the seminary and teach and educate and give formation to the seminarians in the major seminary. And I said, being me, just 30 years old, how can I manage these teenagers and help them to form themselves to become priests? Then my order superior said, "It's your duty and responsibility. As a priest, you ought to form them since you have the degree in canon law." Therefore, I had to step up and go with full enthusiasm to teach the seminarians, who are about 120 students. And at first, I was confused and asking myself whether I can lead them or not. But by the grace of God, with the help of God, and God's hand was so powerful in leading me and making me one of the best formators in the seminary. For I was teaching in that particular seminary for 4.5 years. And I have more than 40 of the students as my priests. Do you think now my age is only just 38? By the age of 38, I could gain 40 of the students as a priest. I could form them. So this is one of the lively examples to all of you. When God's mighty hand is with you, you can do wonders and miracles with the help of God. That's exactly what Moses did to the people of Israel. He led them with the help of God. And we see in today's gospel, Jesus mentioning about the disaster that has happened to the people of Galileans, and also when 18 people died when the tower at Siloam fell on them. "Are they greater sinners than you?" So Jesus gives us a warning. We need to have that conversion of heart. We need to have the repentance. When we convert ourselves from our sinful ways to leading a good life, then we have a place in the kingdom of heaven, a place in the kingdom of God. And again, Jesus also gives us a parable in today's gospel about the parable of the fig tree. Though it was fruitless, still the gardener requests the owner of the garden to keep it for one more year, so that I dig it and put the manure around it and see that it may bear fruit. And God has been so blessing to all of us. If we count upon our sins, or if God counts upon our sins, we may not live, but we all perish. In Jesus' own words, repent and believe. Unless and until we repent, we all perish. Are we not having more examples? In the second reading, St. Paul gives us another example, taking an account of the Moses leading the people of Israel in the desert. What has happened to our ancestors? It's a type of warning to all of us. It's a type of warning to everyone on earth. We receive a lot of warnings, for example, with the coming of pandemic. But still, we are alive. That shows God's mighty hand upon us. That shows God's lots of blessings upon us. Still, we are alive. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, in today's gospel, Jesus invites us to a radical conversion. We need to repent. We need to change our track and adopt a better way of living. If we are not living in the right track, we need to change the track and lead a good life. To repent is to learn to live with Christ, to leave the world of sin and to enter into the world of freedom and grace. And this is pretty clear when the priest absolves you from sin. You are receiving grace, the true grace and freedom from God. And it is up to us again to lead a good life or to choose again the bad life. If you lead a good life, you will live forever. And God is to give you the eternal life. But if you lead a bad life, you will all perish. That's exact warning Jesus is giving to all of us. The nation that chooses the wrong way will end up in the wrong place. That is, in the hardship it does not want. If we do not make good use of the time granted to us, it will elapse, and no one can extend it. Like the people of Israel in Egypt, the entire humanity is in a state of misery, in a state of a prey to sin, death, and evil, and unable to liberate itself. But Christ has come as a new Moses, walking ahead of us, leading us into freedom and the Father's home. This march is a perpetual exodus, a progressive pilgrimage out of our old sinful life into the life of grace. It is a continuous conversion. Let us really benefit from this Lenten season by walking this path of conversion with true repentance and with sincere trust in Jesus our Savior. When we have true repentance and sincere trust in Jesus, we live up to the values of gospel. We live up to the expectation that Jesus expects us of. Therefore, my friends, it is high time for all of us. The Church gives us this season of Lent a chance for all of us to change from our former ways and to become a good member, to lead a good life, May God bless us all.